And now we come to a reading, slightly different. Hannah, or should I say, Mary.
Some days do not go the way you plan them. Do you know what I mean? I should introduce myself. I am Mary. A while ago, I met Jesus, and he changed my life. Before he arrived, my life was a terrible struggle. I was trapped inside my body, and my mind was full of whispers and taunts and suggestions. People did not know what to make of me, and they stayed away. I was so alone. And then he came, and everything changed. I could think straight and see straight. I felt loved. I've been following him ever since. And then, this last weekend, he was taken away. My heart broke. To watch him suffer and die, it felt like something of me died with him. We were all devastated. Yesterday, we did not know what to do with ourselves. There was nothing. And then today, I went to the grave to do what was necessary. It was the least we could do. Some last respects, some final care for his body, and a goodbye, I guess. I wanted to do that for him. But when I got there, he was not there. I didn't know what to do, so I went back and found the others. My words made no sense. They may even have sounded disrespectful in the wake of all that we were coming to terms with. They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him. That's what I said. And then everything was running in wonder. We went back. I tried to keep up. They were running, Peter and John. They got there first and almost before I could catch up. They were on the way back to our lodgings. We have seen, we believe, and our eyes were wide, struggling to take it all in. And then I was left alone again, and the tears came. I felt so alone. But I wasn't alone. Someone was there. I don't know where he came from, but I assumed he was here to look after the grounds, keep things tidy and respectable. He was kindly. He said, "Woman, why are you crying?" So I told him. Perhaps he knew something. I said I was looking for him. And I'll never forget this. He looked me in the eyes and said, "Who? Who is it that you're looking for?" I couldn't even say his name. But he was still there. "Who? Who is it you're looking for?" And then I heard his voice. "Mary." Quite unexpectedly and out of nowhere. "Mary." He knew my name. He knew me. "Who? Who is it you're looking for?" I looked up at him and saw him. I saw him, the same but different, looking so alive. Jesus. Alive and whispering my name. He told me to go and tell the others to tell anyone who had ears to hear. Tell them he is alive. He was dead and he is alive. And I've seen the Lord. He knows my name. Some days do not go the way you planned them. Do you know what I mean? Some days do not end the way you think they will. I'm not sure they ever will be the same again.
The theme really of the service is that of hope. And so I want to introduce you to my hopefulness gauge. Takes your breath away, doesn't it? Hope is when you want something, you want something to happen, and you think that there's a fair chance that it will. So you have some confidence in that something happening. Therefore, hopefulness might be thought of as being optimism about the future. So given that it's Easter Sunday, I would imagine some of you, when you woke up this morning, were hopeful that you had some Easter eggs or some chocolate. Some of us are still hoping. Or you might be planning some get-together with family and friends and a special meal. And so you're hopeful that it will be a lovely time. Or some of you might be hopeful or optimistic that this morning's service will be uplifting and it'll be followed by a really special fellowship, all of which will remind us of how amazing our God is. So you might have high hopes for some of those things, or all of those things indeed, in which case you would be at the red end of my gauge. On the other hand, of course, you might have lower hopes, not very optimistic about things are. So you might be somewhere near the green end of the gauge. And of course we have hopes about lots of things, and how hopeful we are varies between high hopes, the Tigger end, and low hopes, the Eeyore end. And then reality strikes. We find out if our hopes come true. Did you get lots of chocolate? Did you have a lovely meal? Was this morning's worship all that you had hoped it would be? And then how one thing turns out affects how hopeful we are next time. So hopefulness actually becomes part of life's rich tapestry. But just to clarify before we go any further, we need to distinguish between a hope and a wish. With hope, we have some confidence that what we want to happen will happen. With a wish, that thing is very unlikely to happen, even though we might really want it. So for example, I wish I had a pet elephant. And I do. I like elephants. I've got great admiration for elephants. I think it would be brilliant if I was able to walk through Blunty with a little elephant. But Helen won't let me have one. Therefore, I have no hope at all with having a baby elephant. Unless you want to start a campaign up, let Peter have an elephant. Better things to do, perhaps. So, a wish unlikely to happen. So we're not talking about wishes this morning. What I want to talk about is hope. And more specifically, I want us to think about Christian hope. John Piper defined Christian hope as that, a confidence that something will come to pass because God has promised that it will come to pass. See, everyday hope is underpinned by some confidence in something happening. Christian hope is underpinned by certainty. But to have Christian hope, we need to have faith, because hope and faith go hand in hand. We have these well-known words from Hebrews 11. To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. So essentially you have faith, you have hope because you have faith. And you have faith because you have hope. The two things go together. You can't have one without the other. So what makes Christian hope different from everyday hope? Well, it's God, isn't it? God is the focus of our hope. Our faith and trust in God is what gives us Christian hope, the absolute confidence in God's promises for the future. Because Christian hope is a confidence that something will come to pass because God has promised that it will come to pass. And that, of course, means that the stronger our faith is, the higher our hope gauge should read. But let's step back a little bit and reflect on what it is that hope does for us. Hope can help us feel positive, optimistic, upbeat. For some people, hope can give a real purpose. It can give a new energy. Simply, hope is good for us. And as an analogy, here we are in the middle of spring. It's a wonderful season as we move from the cold, dark, drab time of winter. And the trees and plants start to come back to life. Blossom comes out, flowers start to bloom. Our landscape is filled with colour again. Spring always brings new life and therefore new hope, new energy and renewed optimism. And Easter is all about hope. Jesus' resurrection is about hope and new life. Easter is a reminder that God is always working in our lives, bringing hope even perhaps when we least expect it. It's a time for new energy and renewed optimism. That's why an Easter Sunday service should be the most or one of the most uplifting services that any Christian church holds. Because it's a time when we're reminded of the hope that is in Jesus. And out of that hope comes the positivity, the optimism, the energy for the way we live our lives. Easter Sunday should give our faith a boost. It should be like a reboot, really. And we're reminded of the hope that's in Jesus as we reflect on the words in Mary's monologue that Hannah read a few moments ago. The words that are based on what John wrote in chapter 20. And note what happened through that story to Mary's hopefulness. We heard about Mary's high hopes from the time when meeting and following Jesus changed her life, to her broken hopes as Jesus was taken away, suffered and died. And then even worse, as Mary went to Jesus' grave only to find that he wasn't there. All of Mary's hope probably disappeared at that point. And then when she was left on her own after Peter and John had gone away, a man appeared, apparently from nowhere. For some reason, Mary didn't recognize who it was until he spoke her name. And then when Mary finally recognized Jesus, her hope was restored. Her hope gauge shot round towards the high rating, round to the red zone and possibly even beyond that. In John's gospel, he can't describe Mary's emotions. He just writes that Mary cried out, "Rabboni," or "teacher," and she grabbed him. We're left to think for ourselves what her emotion would have been. Nowadays, we might say it was mind-blowing. I don't think that was a phrase 2,000 years ago. But Jesus had risen from the dead. What had been promised had come to pass. Mary's faith and therefore her hope had been restored. Her positivity, her optimism had been restored. Now she truly believed that Jesus really had the power over death. What you might describe again now as a bit of a wow moment. Now the Lent series that we've been following and obviously finishing today has been entitled Giving Up and Taking Up. And technically the title, the theme of this morning is Give Up Death. And for people with no faith, death is the end. I was talking to a non-Christian recently who was firmly of the belief that when you die, that's it. And if you believe that, then there is no hope beyond that moment. But what the resurrection shows us is that death is not the end. Death does not have the last word. God has the last word, and that word is life. The promise made to us, God's promise, which is the foundation of Christian hope, is the gift of eternal life in God's kingdom. When we have faith, when we believe in the resurrection of Jesus, we have the Christian hope of eternal life in Jesus. And if you ever doubt that, just reflect on promises that are made to us. In John 11, Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die." In Romans 6, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Titus 1, "I was chosen and sent to help the faith of God's chosen people and to lead them to the truth taught by our religion, which is based on the hope for eternal life. God, who does not lie, promised us this life before the beginning of time. Christian hope underpinned by the certainty that is God's promise. And then in 1 Peter, let us give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he gave us new life by raising Jesus Christ from death. This fills us with a living hope. And finally, through him, you believe in God, who raised him from death and gave him glory. And so your faith and hope are fixed on God. So through our faith and belief in the resurrection, we take up hope, Christian hope, that something will come to pass because God has promised it will come to pass. And today is a reminder that our faith, our trust, our belief in the risen Lord and in all that God promises is what gives us our Christian hope. And today our Christian hopefulness gauge should be set clearly in the red zone. And like Tigger, we should be filled with positivity and optimism and energy for all that lies ahead. And specifically today, it's a reminder that by God's grace, we can take up the hope of eternal life. In Titus 3, it said, God poured out the Holy Spirit abundantly on us through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that by his grace we might be put right with God and come into possession of the eternal life we hope for. And as we leave here this morning with that hope, let us also commit to sharing that hope with others so that they too, by the grace of God, will receive the hope of eternal life through Jesus. And particularly on this Easter Sunday, let's share that hope with a smile and with joy, fueled by our own faith and our belief in the risen Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the hope that we find in Easter. Help us to see you ever present in our lives and to trust in your power to bring new life and hope to the world. Help us to share your hope with others as we live our daily lives in the way of Jesus. Amen.